Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive by on a president. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Putata, putata. Putata, putata. Putata, putata. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
And welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 6, Verse 28. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for music, activism, news. BlogTalkRadio.com, Emax Radio. For those online, went to the Blog Talk Radio and then Emax Radio. I appreciate it. But you can use the 646-478-0944 phone number and get through live and direct. I also want to give you like three quick disclaimers before we start things off. And then I'll get to the 216-702-216-650 as best as possible, which means I'll be getting to everybody within about 3 minutes. Just let me let you all know we have three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on the show, so have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, smartphone for the info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, all you have to do is stay silent and go back on hold. But if you change your mind, all you have to do is press the one key or call back. Hey, I'm coming to your phone line anyway because you never know what I might learn or hear from you. I'm going to start things out before I go to the phone lines and give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. I'll start off at number 10. You know, Cleveland Curve Appeal, they had a Saturday, a white party for author LaVisha Draper at the Mediterranean, which was real nice. Number 8, that single from Sheriff Kilroy and Emex, The Image, Tribal War Cry. Hold on a second as I look at this. Infamous shout-out goes to Kathy Rae Coleman. Did you have the nerve to call my personal phone line while I'm live on the air? Kathy Rae Coleman, ClevelandUrbanNews.com. You got that infamous shout-out. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, number 8, Joseph Motley Jr., YouTube, Facebook. Number 7, the debut last Friday, you know, Cleveland State University Speak Up Poetry. Debut number 6, the July Women's March, which will be happening. More on that in just a little bit. Number 5, first anniversary People's Convention. More on that in just a little while. Number 4, debuting No Fascism Cleveland. More on that in just a little bit. Number 3, debuting the Prayer Rally for Cleveland, Ohio. More on that in just a little bit. Number 2, debuting Ohio Entertainment Awards that happened last night. Solomon Kane, Stone the Butcher, Eric Wilson of Scratch Paper Productions, so that's Stone the Butcher of Shrouded, and King Solomon Kane of Black Wealth Music Group, as well as the Black Wealth Apparel. And number 1, the biggest jump was the Stop the Violence concert, which was held on July 4th. By Hope the Great. And before I do go to the phone lines, I do just want to at least take the time, stop everything slowly, and let people know that radio personality Daphne Walker, rest in peace, rest in heaven, 93.1 FM WZAK, not only an on-air personality, but a radio producer as well. And I do want to give a shout-out to Laura Cowan, pastors, others. They had a nice Stop the Violence rally last Saturday on Public Square. So with that being said, since I see about, a whole bunch of phone lines, phone numbers, phone callers, let's go to 216-702. How you doing? And I'm glad twice. Hey, I appreciate you for just stopping to listen and not hanging up. I appreciate that very much. Like I say, the one thing that I do appreciate before I be going to that 216-650 is that when you do call in, even if you don't plan on speaking, I'm going to check you out and see what's on your mind, because that's very, very important. And while I'm here, I want to start things out and say, before I do go back down to the phone line, before I go to 216-650, 216-502, 216-551, 216-322, and we'll get back to the 216-702. I want to let people know, if you haven't heard, this Sunday, 4 to 5 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, 4 to 5 p.m., it's a prayer rally for Cleveland, Ohio. Kim Snyder's Hug Ministries, that will take place at the Art McCoy Radio Show. Join us at 6555 Carnegie as we pray to end racism, heroin abuse, division, poverty, hopelessness, grieving families, and it will happen right before the Art McCoy Radio Show starts, and that's at 6555 Carnegie, 4 to 5 p.m. You can feel free to come through, join myself, Brother Art McCoy, Brother Ted, Melanated Media News, Brittany. So with that being said, at least I've given out a little bit of information. 216-650, I know you're probably upset because I kept you on the line for a little bit too long, but how you doing out there? 216-650, going once, going twice. I appreciate you for at least calling in to listen. This is amazing, because I want to let you know, I appreciate you for not hanging up. We have the 216-502, 216-551, the 216-322, and I'll go back to that 702, and then maybe later on, the 650 will not be that bashful. Now, I am going to also let people know, because I kind of should, that LaVita Murray, Saturday, July 15th, the July Black Women's March is happening in the city of Cleveland about 1:30 p.m., but I believe it's a 1 p.m. lineup at the Free Stamp. Lavita Murray, Ward 6 Council candidate, and she's also been one of those boots-on-the-ground activists. And it's good to see her doing one of the main things that she does all the time, and that is getting out there and being a part of the community, as well as I want to give a shout-out to my brother in all of this, East Cleveland Ward 3 City Council's own Earn Smith, pitched a tent outside on Orinoco, Allegheny, next to the abandoned building, property, and the woods. Recently, I know Harry Boomer came out and, you know, reported on it. WTAM, WKYC News was there yesterday evening. He's even cutting down and trimming shrubs so folks can see how to cut down crime. Man in the streets endorsed brother who's been doing some things, so I'm very proud of that brother on doing such things like that. I also want to throw out there for people who might not know or might not hear about it, if I don't tell you what's going on, then I might have some problems myself. So I just want to let people know you can catch up with the Art McCoy Radio show, which is Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE, 1490 a.m., www.newstalkcleveland.com. There is Tomahawk Radio, which is on Mondays at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE, 1490 a.m., the same, www.newstalkcleveland.com. So with that being said, let's see what's going on with the 216502. How you doing out there?
Hello?
Yes. Are you there?
How are you?
I think you are.
I am.
I am doing well.
How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know, a lot of things are complicated in life, but I'm doing very nicely. Thank you. I just wanted to call and say hello and check in on your radio show and let you know what's going on with an appeal that I filed with the Board of Elections. I thought your listeners might want to know about it just in case anybody else has had some difficulties. Maybe they might want to know that they're not alone.
Well, I'll tell you what, because I appreciate everyone who calls in. Can you let people know your name and what happened?
I'm Laverne Jones Gore. I've tried to file petitions as a candidate for mayor of Cleveland. We had some difficulties, but we got to the Board of Elections at 3:58 on the filing date. And when we entered the building and the guard said, well, you know, it's 4:04, right? So we signed in, right? So we get upstairs and our clocks are saying 3:58. So we mentioned that, you know, that GPS on our cell phones is saying 3:58. So we go upstairs to file the petition. So we get in line. At this point, no one has said to us that we can't file these petitions because we're late. So we stand in one line and the lady says, well, you know, you're in the wrong line to file the petitions. You have to stand in this other line. So we move to the next line and there was a gentleman ahead of us, right? So we wait in line while he's being serviced at the Board of Elections, the petitions counter, and she says next, and so that means me to come up and file my petitions, correct? And when I got up there to file the petition, she said, the woman that had told me I was in the wrong line, she says, wait a minute, it's 4:03. I said, what? I said, I've been standing in line. She said, but it's 4:03. And I said, but I've been in line, and I moved to another line. It's 4:03. And then the woman that I'm in her line who's doing the petitions, I think her look on her face was like, she said, just wait. And she said, wait. So we waited, and then she called Brent Lawler, and he says, well, the petitions are closed. It's 4:05. I said, wait a minute now. You know, all these clocks are very, very much, you know, in error. Because remember, the gentleman down at the guard post told me it was 4:04, right? Well, my GPS said 3:58. Then I get upstairs and I stand in two lines and the woman says it's 4:03 now. So time went back from the time I got in the building where the guard was to upstairs.
Wow.
And then he says it's 4:05, right? Now remember, I checked in at 4:04 according to the guard downstairs and my GPS saying 3:58. But you know, Al, it gets worse than this. Because today, I filed an appeal, of course, you know, and I wrote up the appeal to Director Pat McDonald. And I sent the appeal off on Thursday, which had to be done by Friday at 9 o'clock, right? At 12 o'clock, I'm sorry.
Right.
So I called today and I said, well, you know, how's the appeals going? And he says, oh, well, see, your appeal, you're not going to get to have an appeal. And I said, why not? And he said, because you didn't send us the formal letter of an appeal by 12 o'clock. I said, I most certainly did. He said, no, because we didn't get it. And so I said, well, I've got an email here that says I did send it to you, and I sent it to everybody, so I know that you got it. No, we didn't get it, so we're not going to be able to honor your appeal. And then I said to him, I said, did you check in your spam? He said, I'll call you right back. Now, this is his assistant, Pat McDonald's assistant, calls me back, and he said, your appeal was in our spam, and we did get it Thursday, so yes, you can have an appeal. What is going on down at the Board of Elections? What is going on? I file in a formal appeal. It goes to their spam, and he tells me I didn't file it. I tell him to go in his spam, and then this is a government entity, Al. You do know this. This
yes.
is a government entity, and we're talking about election laws. He called me today to tell me that he'd never received it, and once I told him, you need to check your spam, he called me back and said, yes, we did receive it. And so now, then he called me back 2 hours later, and he said, you're scheduled for a hearing at 9:15 on Wednesday. But do you know how that makes me feel? That, first of all, the time clocks don't match at the Board of Elections. And secondarily, Al, the appeal that I filed went into his spam folder, so they denied me first until I reminded them to check their spam. And then they called back and said, yeah, it was in their spam, and they were very sorry. Do you know if there's candidates or anybody out there that's dealing with the Board of Elections? It doesn't seem like there's any consistency or professionalism to this. And it's kind of unnerving even to go through the hearing process, because if my formal appeal went to spam folder at the director's office, do you know sometimes
wow.
I don't feel like this is the direct, I sent this to Pat McDonald's email, and it went to his spam. He is the director of the Board of Elections, and I sent it to his office, and his assistant told me that he never got it, and then I told him to check his spam, and then he called me back and said, yes, it was in our spam. Is anybody nervous then, but me?
Let me tell you something. I'm going to make this one real quick, because in November of 2016, I ended up
yeah.
on the news in a weird way. I was with Black Folks Matter, Black Lives Matter, Cuyahoga County, and
mm-hmm.
just watching to make sure everything was going well election-wise. And that was the day that, if I'm not mistaken, Joe Paganakis from Newsnet 5 came through, because I noticed that the Board of Elections had not put on their, I guess, their website, their information, what have you, that you could vote there during early voting, but on the day of the election, you had to go to your correct polls. So there were around 110 people by the time the media came out, Plain Dealer, Channel 5, and covered it. And at the end of the day, they said, well, we apologize. We were wrong. It won't happen again. We didn't put it on our website. But by my count, and I left at 3:30, but by my count, 232 people left, and a majority of them said, I ain't voting for, well, we'll leave the rest of it alone. But that's basically what
right.
they said. So with what you just said right now, I'm going to ask you your name again, and if you can tell us where people who are interested in this either need to be or call in as well. But I would like to see the place at least for this coming Wednesday, because I know people of all types signed your petition.
I tell you, people, gay people signed, black people signed, white people signed, women signed, men signed, I old signed, young signed, and it was a very stimulating. It was so exciting to see the people come up to me. There were people that actually stood in line to sign my petition at the reggae concert over at Wade Over Wednesday. So I was excited, but now I'm not so excited, because I don't know if being a black female and being in this race at this time. Yes, I'm a Republican, but we all know that that's not, that doesn't mean anything in Cleveland because, or in anywhere. But it, there's something
right.
wrong now. And I'm talking about, this is going to be taking yes. place on Wednesday at 9:15 at the Board of Elections. My name is Laverne Jones Gore. I'm a candidate for Cleveland mayor. I've run for mayor before, as you probably know. I don't know if you do, but and nothing, I've never seen anything like this. It's almost frightening to see that this process is politically challenging, but more importantly, it's just fundamentally professionally challenging. It's scary. It's scary to be involved in this, and I've had problems with the Board of Elections and some of the people that work there, but nothing to this degree where time goes backwards as you go up the, you know, you go up the elevator. But, and more importantly, your appeals, your formal appeals go to the spam folder. And they actually said that to me.
Wow.
And they said it to me today. So it's the truth. I don't believe it's, you know, this is something that if you had told it to me, I would have said, no, Al, I'm Laverne Jones Gore, and I've been around, but I've never heard of this before. It happened to me today. My formal appeal, he told me, I had to remind the Board of Elections to check their spam folder because that's where my formal appeal was. This is frightening.
Wow.
Very frightening. So 9:15 Wednesday at the Board of Elections, I would be welcome to have anybody there because I want to see how this turns out myself because, you know, when you're going into an environment of controversy, you don't really know. You don't know. And being the only woman on the ballot is probably unnerving to some people, but it shouldn't be because I'm probably going to be more challenged than anybody. So 9:15, Board of Elections, Laverne Jones Gore, there's a hearing down there. And we'll see what happens. And I look forward and I welcome anyone coming. And I'm sorry if I'm taking up so much of your time, but I feel honored to just get the chance to tell somebody else in case they're going through something that, you know, don't give up. Do not give up because the Lord has a huge plan, and this isn't it. We can keep fighting, and that's important that we fight.
And thank you very much. And if you hold a line, I promise you in the next couple of minutes I have something else to add on to what you just said. But I thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you so much. Good night. I'll wait.
No problem. And I thank you. Like I can say right now, Laverne Jones Gore, as she might not remember, but I want to give a shout out also to Donna Walker Brown in the City Republican Movement because it was because of her that a lot of people, artists and people off of East 105, the 10-5, got a chance to see Jones Gore when she came through and was running for mayor a few years back. And it was very sobering for a lot of people who said, wow, you don't get a chance to see that or hear from candidates. And it was when the hip-hop workshop was at Pippin's Beverage. And before I go to the 216551 or the 216322 or even a 216702 or 216209. So now I know I got to be very quick with what I do to get points across, but I do know the City of Cleveland Mayoral Debate 2017, Cleveland, is happening on July 22nd. That's 2017. That's a Saturday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. The subjects, it's not just your normal mayoral debate. Tamir Rice, $88 million going to the Cavs Project. 11 black women murdered on Imperial Avenue, 137 shots. Public educational schools, mayoral control, got one murder, abandoned homes, rodent problem. Building bridges between black community and the Cleveland Police Department. Moderator is Raynard Jackson, chairman of Black Americans for a Better Future, and syndicated columnist, sponsored by the Inner City Republican Movement, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. Guess that's why you'll be hearing from Suave Gotti and Mr. Ronnie B. The Unforgiven. And definitely that will have door prizes, gift baskets, sponsored by the Ohio Diversity Coalition. Location is Black on Black Crime, Inc. Headquarters, 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. You can contact downtown Donna Brown at 216-702-1207. You can contact the Sheriff Al Porter Jr. at 216-804-7462. Do not call me before this show ends tonight or I will clown you on the air. Or Cynthia Blake at 330-571-3158. Light lunch and refreshments will be provided. Right now, we have a few candidates from Reed, Kylo, Bertowski, and we expect the appeal to go well for the young lady who just called in, so she'll be a part. But come through, have your questions and all of that ready so that at least people can hear from you. As I go to the line of 216551, I thank you for being patient. How you doing out there? 216551. You got anything you'd like to say, or are you just listening? And I know you're just listening, and I appreciate it. That was one of those, I can't believe you would bother me on the phone when I'm trying to just catch the program. But that's cool, because I never know who might have something to add that we definitely do need to hear. So with that being said, I also want to, again, thank those who at least take the time to phone in and at least let us know what's on your mind. As a matter of fact, there are different things that are coming up that I know I should be letting people at least have an idea of. So if I'm going to do that and keep what's going on, I will let you know that on top of some of the things that we just brought up, we have a People's Justice and Peace Convention, which is happening, a 2017 celebration. You're invited to celebrate the first anniversary of the People's Justice and Peace Convention. That will be July 15th, 2017 at North Presbyterian Church, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. at 4515 Superior Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44115. It's free and open to the public. They definitely are going to have everyone from speakers, artists, poets, musicians, fashion show focusing on the five core practices, and a photographic review of the 2016 People's Justice and Peace Convention, which happened last year. Now, the gathering will focus and deliberate on five core practices, which is radical amazement, radical hospitality, good stewardship for shared abundance, compassion for every sentient being and ecosystem, and truth, reparations, and reconciliation. Those are the five core practices. And definitely, that's what will be handled this coming Saturday. And the five core practices are designed to keep us steadfast in our work for justice and peace, despite the circumstances that would otherwise undermine our endeavors. So you will have some people such as Michael Fiala, who's a poet, Kathy Kelly, Fiber Art and a poet, Anita Tobin from the Hip Hop Congress, who's also a poet, Brenda Nelson, poet and dance. You'll definitely have Sheriff Kilroy. You'll have Man in the Streets on deck. So that's something that I feel is going to be very interesting. Before I go to the 216-322, also take the time to say, so because sometimes I work with people, but I have to give out the information. So if you have any questions, you can find out more about them. So the committee to elect Gail Sparks, the office is at 12923 Shaker Boulevard, Suite 102. That's Cleveland, Ohio, 44120, Ward 4. That's what she's running for. And the number there is 216-372-3628. You can also find her online at sparx4council.com. That's sparksforcouncil.com. Man in the Streets endorsed. Hey, I love the tagline that she started out with. Build up Ward 4, not downtown. And she has been very adamant on that, from the school systems to bringing the resources back in. And I think that's an excellent thing. I also want to throw out there the voiceofradio.com. Mondays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, is the main event with Sheriff Kilroy, Brother Larry, Most Electrifying. And then Tuesdays, like tomorrow, it's voiceofradio.com. Tuesdays, 5 p.m., Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. Tomorrow, hey, 7-Eleven. And with the tagline of Always Bet on Black, it's the Black Wealth Music, and they will be on live. So with that being said, because you've been patient, before I even can get to the 216-209, 216-322, how you doing out there?
I'm fine, Brother Porter. I hope you can hear me. I'm having throat problems. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. I'm doing well. All things considered, I'm doing well. What's on your mind?
I'll keep you in prayer, and I'll try not to offend anybody. But first I want to say that I hope that candidate, I think her name was Gore, I wish her well.
Yes.
She's not the first person to have difficulties with the Board of Elections. It's just that I'm not sure that the vehicle that you have in place to allow people to bring that to the forefront existed. And I pray that she has a positive outcome. It is just an example of the political climate in the city. It's a corrupt climate, and so therefore we really shouldn't be surprised that these things happen or that they exist, because we know the people in power, and we know that they are not for the people. So I'm going to leave that alone. excuse me. I also heard you talk about they're going to be, I think, keep doing the hug therapy or the hug workshop or something.
Oh, yes. The prayer rally that's happening on Sunday from 4 to 5, I believe it's 6555 Carnegie Avenue, right before Art McCoy's radio show or that program starts. Definitely to deal with everything from racism, division, poverty, hopelessness, grieving, a whole lot of different issues, but go ahead.
Right. No, I heard that, and I think that's a good idea, and I hope this doesn't offend anyone, but I can't help but notice, as a person who lives in the inner city, that everyone is talking about the devastating effects of heroin, and it is devastating. However, I cannot help but remember when it was stated on television that the majority of heroin overdoses were Caucasians, and that's why they were being so proactive. I believe that we also need to pray for the person suffering from crack addiction. While an addict is an addict, there seems to be very little, if anything, done as far as support or resources for the families who are devastated and have been devastated by the crack cocaine and all of those abuses. The family was devastated. And then we found out that the government allowed it to come into the inner city of Cleveland just for that purpose. So I encourage your listeners to bring that to the forefront, because while people who overdose or have heroin addiction issues, their families receive all kinds of resources and help assistance, very good drug court that's been set up for them. They have very good rehab facilities, but crack addicts are still being placed in jail, overlooked and stigmatized. And we need to stop allowing that to exist in our communities and with our family members and friends. So that's my other thing. And I want to encourage people to, when you're voting for someone, make sure that they actually reside in your ward. Just because they have a business or a church in your ward in the city and they actually live in a suburb, Cleveland Heights, Shaker Heights, or anywhere, that doesn't mean that they reside in your ward. So people, do your due diligence and make sure that you're voting for the people who have your best interest, your community at heart. And I think that that is something that we as a people have not done. And I bring that up because it's been brought to my attention that there is someone running in a ward where they do not live. They live in a suburb. They have a church in the inner city. But that's not where you reside. And that is not where they need you to be in Cleveland Heights, just because your church is there and you're using your position to step up to another state office and take your cronies who are corrupt as you are along with you. So I'm going to step off my my ladder, and I'm gonna stop talking and continue listening. I just have to get that off my chest. I'm going to try and keep listening and keep up the good work, you and Brother Joe, because I know that it's not easy doing right, doing good, and encouraging our young people, but it's something they don't get at home and they need it. So thank you, and thanks for having me, and I'm going to stop talking. God bless.
Thank you so much, and if you can just hold the line for a little bit, I want to say and spend about a minute apiece before I go to the 216209 phone number, but I want to say, if I can, real quick, take 1 minute to say I thank you, because I remember when the crack devastation hit out, the whole Iran-Contra thing, and Ronald Reagan was slick. He said, I can't remember. But the thing was, the way it was done, and they figured out how to make cocaine, how to cook it and everything like that. It was such a cheap high that everybody was starting to get involved, from California to Florida, New York. And I remember how they helped out the crack epidemic was they built more prisons and threw users and sellers behind bars. Even the whole three strikes and you're out came along. And the reason that I say that is, thank you, Brother Bill Clinton and Joe Biden, for that three strikes and you're out. And that was on top of what had already happened dealing with George Bush Sr., who came along. And the only help that, if I remember correctly, that the black community had, we didn't have any billboards saying don't use crack. All we got was police officers arresting everybody. And a big, y'all folks should know better, from everybody who was not in the black community. Everybody was pointing in. And the only public service announcements I remember at that time was when artists made songs about crack, from Crack Killed Applejack to Get the Monkey Off Your Back, from Public Enemy to Boogie Down Productions to others. There was none of all of that. No attorney general, no nothing. It was just lock them away, throw away the key, and we're still suffering from that because heroin has moved to the top, but nobody's paying attention to the fact that there are many who are still out there getting high on, I will say. And before I go to the next phone caller, I also want to say that I'm very thankful that God allowed the last caller's voice to get together long enough to give us a strong, much-needed message. So I just wanted to throw that out there and say thank you. That's one of the reasons why I'm thankful this show exists. I will start things off like this and just say that July 15th, demonstrations nationwide. So this is Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Cleveland, Detroit, Honolulu, Houston, L.A., New York City, Philly. It's the no in the name of humanity. The Trump-Pence regime must go. Only the people acting together in the streets, and they can force this demand before the world. Should we fail to do so, the future values we aspire to could be brutally cut short by the actions of the Trump Pence regime. So July 15th, the Trump-Pence regime must go. They expect it to be spoken, shouted, and acted on. It should be a day when every person, group, religious, community, service, political organization definitely says no. With conviction and courage, overcoming fear and uncertainty, to act together to resist and say no. The Cleveland, Ohio, July 15th, 12 noon rally was 2 p.m. March at the Free Stamp, Willett Park, East 9th and Lakeside. You can call 216-225-2267 or Ohio at Refuse, refusefascism.org. You can also Facebook.com, Ohio Refuse Fascism. Brother Kahar from the National Black Panther Party will be part of it. Man in the Street will be a part of it. One of the main things before I go to the next phone caller, immigrants are full human beings, Muslims and refugees, full human beings, women, the LGBTQ people are full human beings, black, Latino are full human beings, the people of every country are full human beings, and the children, elderly, and core of this country, considered full human beings. You know, I have a little bit more I want to touch on, maybe about 45 seconds, but I'm going to go and check on that phone call that's been waiting a while, the 216-209, the 216-209. And I know you're probably upset. You're probably saying, darn it, you want to see the Trump-Pence regime stay, and that's your prerogative. So I'm letting you get it off your chest while you're upset with me right now. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. But that you must be sadly mistaken. That could be the wrong caller because, you know, I wasn't for Donald Trump even before Donald Trump even ran in office.
Right. I got you.
Donald Trump at no point.
You.
So just be a vocal record. He knows this himself because, the stuff I tweeted to him. I was never a fan of him in the beginning anyway. So with that being said, I try to offer solutions to a lot of situations when I hear them. And to understand certain things and how we fall into them, things are set up according to class. And I'm talking about drugs. Now, you can look into the movies from the 1940s and up, and it'll show you different depictions on how drugs are separated by class. You know, as the black culture began to rise in the late 60s, 70s, and 80s, we began to get a middle class and we began to rise. It was a cool, you know, it was a coke craze in the 70s, in the end of the 60s and the 70s. And, you know, a lot of upper rich and white people didn't really enjoy African-American people using their drug. And this even goes back when you watch the movie Wagon Trail and you see when the business owner would come in and he's trying to catch a lady at the brothel. And they don't tell you there's a brothel in this movie Wagon Trail. They just only suggest that to you. But it's a brothel these businessmen would go to, and they try to pick up a lady, and one of the ladies is faint. But before she faint, she gently hit her nose with something. Now, why would she do that in a black and white movie at this time? That's because drugs are separated according to class. And, you know, we are being visual creatures. They give us all the descriptions and all the symbolization to let us know that. So as we gain more into entrepreneurship and we gain more into class level and stuff, we pushed in on a lot of things that we did not understand what we were trying to say during the civil rights movement and towards the end of the civil rights movement about how we should not want or try to do so much of integration. Now, don't get me wrong, integration is not wrong, but when you get into integration, you get blinded, and you start to want some of the things that your counterpart would want. This is a sales tactic that they used in the 50s and 60s when the blacks were starting to come up. They were how to sell a Negro. Well, Negroes go by name, brands, so the salesman, the sales lady or the salesman will offer a brand lower than a certain class, trying to trick the Negro into buying the upper echelon name brand. So it's just the same difference in anything else. We just can't fall victim to the class act that they pull over our eyes. And I hope I'm not talking over nobody. I hope I'm talking to some people and reaching some people that understand it's about class. And when we show more class, they don't really like it. It's just Harry Belafonte, just to call off a name. You know, Sidney Poitier. When we show off more class, they really don't like it. So then they try to separate us from the masses of our people and isolate them. Bill Cosby, for that matter, you know, he separated himself from his people, and now he's isolated, and now nobody wants to watch or care about his story. But I watch it to see what goes on. And it's the same thing that they've done to everybody else. So don't please, as I'm begging our people, don't get caught up into all these blinded tactics that they throw out here to you each and every day. They got a young man right now where the police has him in custody
for Tierra Bryant's murder, but they still running the ad saying, have you seen Tierra Bryant? Don't get fooled by what they're trying to tell you. They're sending signals for a reason. First 48 protocol says if you don't find a human being within 48 hours, expect death. But they're making the circus of this young man is all the way in California. Why? Because he was the last person to be seen with him. Pay attention to what's really going on. We are under attack. And the only way out is to be an entrepreneur. The only way out. That's our only way option out. Because now we have a little something to fight back to feed our people with. So sure. With that being said, I just want to take the time to say that I come from the group Black Odyssey. It's spelled BLAQODESSY. You can Google it and see everything that's pertaining to it, from all of the songs on YouTube, all the songs, SoundCloud, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Follow us. We shoot videos for other people. We help other artists as well. Follow us. The mumble rap that's going on out here. We're not putting the money to our ear out here and saying that hello. We're really speaking to you with our soul. Black Odyssey.
Thank you so much. And definitely hold a line because I have something queued up, and I appreciate you very much.
Thank you, Al.
No problem, no problem. And I could say that before I check back and see if that 216551 had something on their mind, this leads me, sometimes the callers lead you into what you're going to read next. At this coming Thursday, doors open at 6. It starts at 6:30 p.m. What is man to man? Ages 13 to 19. But one thing about us, we get somebody 11 to 12 or even 20, 21, 22. We do our best because man to man, Black on Black Crime, Inc., and the Black Man's Army, they offer man to man to the invited public, and it's just a regular guided interaction between positive elders known as guides and young black males in a safe, convenient, and comfortable environment. Man-to-man will encourage personal growth through conversations and other activities among elders called guides and young men. Personal growth occurs through listening and quiet reflection, through dialogue and action, which is very, very important to develop youth-to-youth interpersonal relations necessary to the spread of information of productive assemblies for personal and business growth, such as critical evaluation for labor market trends, education and training necessary for the job search strategies, workplace relations, financial management, healthy living, spiritual growth, conflict resolution and anger management, arts and crafts, and guides will come from many different walks of life and will include professional, highly skilled, and other workers, including somebody from Black Odyssey. Pairs of guides are encouraged. Guides who have developed successful lives after early deficits are especially welcome. And it will be this Thursday, 6 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, 15415 Kipling Avenue off Ivanhoe, 44110. For those who may wonder, the number 37 Lakeshore bus, it passes by. The number 1 bus passes by. We're right between the East 152nd St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue. And for those who may wonder, before I go and check out, pick on this other phone caller just to see if they have anything to say, we also have none other than, I will put it out there, Facebook, I Am a Superwoman Radio, or Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. The Black Man Army meetings are Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, followed by the Black on Black Crime, Inc. meetings at 7:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Kipling, 15415, off Ivanhoe, 44110. Like I said before, between that East 152nd St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue, if I'm not mistaken, I believe we will have a couple of candidates, including one who's running for mayor. I believe Brother Kylo will stop through, and probably a council person as well. So with that being said, we're trying our luck once again because the phone line came up at 216-551. 551 going twice.
Hello?
Oh, what's on your mind?
Well, it seems like phone problems getting through. I don't know why, but one thing I was thinking about is this. Mrs. Laverne Jones Gore. I know
okay.
when we were, Ken Lancey was running. Remember, the media froze him out. They wouldn't put anything in the paper, the news, concerning all the positive things that he had done. And that may be some of the stuff happening to her. She's well qualified. I think she would make an excellent mayor. But they have a way of trying to freeze people out. The ones especially when they know they cannot control them. So that's all I have to say. But thank you. But this is, something is wrong in Cleveland. Crooked, but wrong. So thank you, sir. Have a blessed day.
Too. And before I do anything else, there's a lot of phone callers on the line, and I appreciate you all for definitely calling in. I just want to take the time out before I play the next record because I know somebody's going to hit me on the head for this one, but that's all right. 22-foot step ladder for my soapbox. You know, it's a good joke that was said out there. You know, President Trump's oldest son, Donald Trump Jr., was promised damaging info about Hillary Clinton from the Kremlin-connected Russian attorney Natalia Veselnitskaya. Hold on, let's get this one right now. Veselnitskaya. Yeah, that works. At Trump Towers on June 9, 2016. It was 2 weeks after Trump clinched the Republican nomination. And so far, three White House advisors and two others admitted to this. It was a meeting with Trump Jr., Paul J. Manafort, the former Trump senior advisor, as well as the Trump son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Now, first off, I have to start this off by saying, yes, I'm conservative, but to my Republican comrades, not really talking to liberals because you all throw rocks at me no matter what, but to my Republican comrades, if you knew Republicans who, if you knew your party, you would know they ended slavery, and it was the Democratic Party that was back in slavery, and they started the Ku Klux Klan. Then you know why, for some of those in my party, why I supported Kasich even to this day. And I couldn't vote for Trump. I mean, if I'm looking at the past and it was about unity or the fact that one of my heroes, Frederick Douglass, could tell you coherently why we weren't three-fifths of a human being. But the thing is, I didn't see any unity from the Trump camp back then. I mean, at the time, attacking Muslims, Black Lives Matter, discounted activism, said he was running on Christian principle, but while cursing people out and smiling at rallies when chaos occurred. Got you. So to wrap my party right, I'm sorry, but I don't back Bush, even if it is a Republican. So with that being said, that kind of describes my feelings on certain things. And when I come back, why not do this in the meantime? We're going to keep praying. Black Odyssey, be back.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bow. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah. No matter what. Keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying.
It's a new day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God. Keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why look? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. Yeah, no matter what, and I'ma keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'ma keep praying.
city praying, that's what I'm gonna keep praying. They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams. On a daily basis, Lil Chris 19 facing two murder cases with a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying. Yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. Yeah, keep praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. Yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. Yeah, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying. Yeah, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying. Yeah, keep praying, yeah, we gonna keep praying. Yeah, keep praying, we gonna keep praying. No matter what, love you, just keep praying. Yeah, no matter what.
And I'm going to do this one more time and check and see if they had something to say real quick. I'll give them about 40 seconds because it's almost towards the end. 216-650, chime back in. Anything you wish to say, you can. 216-650. Calling in just to listen. As a matter of fact, I want to give a shout-out real quick, and this will take me on out of here, but I want to give a shout-out to, like, 10 Black on Black Crime Incorporated hip hop workshop artists who really grew with what was going on. No particular order, but I'm just starting out with ADX, who was a guitarist, MC, strong representative of the street and Islam, DJ as well. Emax, who started out with a singer, producer, man in the streets. He's done this particular show on Hood Tunes Radio, DJ, did songs like Concord, Black Man's Army, Tribal Warcraft for Sheriff Kilroy. I would also like to throw in there Black House Sounds, videos, film, open mic, major shows. Number four, Ronnie B, MC, 1008 Vision, started his own group, comedy, beatboxing, all that stuff. Number five, Miss Cleto, model, TV shows, strong lady. She also is among a group of strong MCs who are all ladies. And then number six, All For You, became the Dollhouse, and in high demand ever since. Number seven, Major Tabs, yep, beatboxer, MC, DJ, producer, opened up a dance school, taught tap dancing and all of that. Number eight, Eastside, MC, promoter, three clubs he's working alongside. Number nine, Beat Effect, MC, all-around performer, Plain Dealer, twice he made it in. Ballhead Fred, MC, comedian, showcase. He's a comedian. He now has a comedic showcase, giving free DVDs out of knowledge. Now, the reason that I wanted to take the time and get into some of that, why is it important to pay attention to artists who do good? Well, members of Cleveland's hip-hop group Cake Boy Rich were accused of stealing a 58-year-old woman's purse after shooting their music video for Playing With Fire. After the video, they asked the lady if she wanted to buy their CD, and when she reached for the CD, a group member grabbed her purse, and the car took off, dragging her about 40 feet. She ended up with a fractured hand hours after. Now, the group felt good enough, or ignorant enough, to load up the music video to Odell Spencer's account on YouTube, and police investigators noted the car allegedly involved, which Spencer was driving. Odell Spencer, 21, former Shaker Heights football star who's proclaimed innocence but was recently charged along with the rest of Cake Boy Rich. I don't know how much cake or how rich you are when you're stealing a purse. I pray it's not true. It just happened last week. Now, how about Wednesday, August 27, 2014? Maceo Moore, also known as the rapper Chase, sentenced to 17 and a half years federal prison for heroin distribution in one of the biggest heroin busts ever, grabbing about 90 people on federal and state charges, in part because Chase, a.k.a. Maceo Moore, released a documentary film
who showed how he ran the streets of 117th St. Clair. Now, he was flaunting and bragging on wealth, luxury cars, disposable income, drug dealing, and more. Even did a movie called The Game Ain't For Everybody. It was a good film. But the real feds came, pretended to be a documentary crew later on after that film. He allowed them in. They filmed everything he did wrong. They snatched him up. Now, when you do raps with Chip the Ripper or Ray Jr., or you put out a film, you're supposed to quit trapping, flat out. You got Ray Jr., Chip the Ripper, you just should have do a film, quit trapping. Hell, I'm thankful for Black House Sounds that we were all featured. We starred in a film called, I think Wealthy put out the film 360 Degrees Talk Now last year. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful to see Black Odyssey doing film work. Now, December 20th, 2012, amateur rapper EC Face, a.k.a. Anthony Willis, he made a video. Now, around December 20th is when it all ended, but he had made this video before December 20th. Now, the name of the video, it was called On the Run. He was wanted by the U.S. Marshals for shooting a person 9 times in June 2012, and I believe before that, he was wanted for assault and battery. Now, his song he made said, "Will I make it to the top or get killed by a cop? One thing for sure, I won't stop." And he might not have been stopped, but he made a video. And cops saw it. Marshals looked at it. They recognized the house, and the U.S. Marshals went and arrested him. And by December 20th, 2012, he was off the street, and he had other priors on. I remember, I think Wealthy had done that video for him as well. So I'm thankful for Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, Black House Sounds Open Mic, so others can at least learn and grow. So, you know, I just want to get up here and say that on this 20-foot step ladder for my soapbox, I'm glad to be a part of any show that promotes growth. My partner, I work with him and Suave Gotti on GMS Hood Famous DVD. Shakespeare said in a post that sent shockwaves that GMS Shakespeare has officially stepped down from Hood Famous. And he also put down, "I wish Suave Gotti the very best." I see it as growth because Shakespeare is going to do management for Sheriff Kilroy out of the region affairs, which means if it's not in this region, he'll be handling promotion and building up to other entities as well. He has a couple other businesses that he's about to build up, and I'm thankful. Black House Sounds, they'll handle the management of Sheriff Kilroy on regional affairs and dealing with the branding. Now, GMS Hood Famous TV, DVD, people asking me more about it, it's in good hands. Trust me. I'll still be using them for flyers, covers, business cards, but the brand is in good hands. They have Rashiata Davis. And so I can step aside and focus on extra and personal growth. You know, Suave's been my brother since 1982, and we're always growing. Three amigos, hey, getting stronger. Shout out to Suave Gotti, GMS Shakespeare, myself, and I've been fortunate to become the Black Wealth Music Ambassador. So that's why I can say that tomorrow, hey, join us on the brand of Black Wealth Music Group, which will be 5 p.m., voiceofradio.com. That's the main thing, and that's Cleveland Standard Time. And as I head out, I just want to let people know there's an OPN Nation Radio, which is Thursdays at 7 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can always check out and see what's happening. Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc., or blackonblackcleveland.com, the website, or Melanated Media News on YouTube and Facebook. Or if you have any submissions you want to send in for this program or Hood Tunes Radio or what have you, emaxxradio@gmail.com. See, isn't that easy? You all have a blessed one. Always good to talk to you. Peace.